Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, Ken Timmerman from the Catbird Seat in Washington will be reporting on geopolitical events happening around this world that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken will come to the microphones with insight into these geopolitical activities, and the following issues will be included in our conversation. Iran threatens to block the Strait of Hormuz. The United Nations is reporting that North Korea is working militarily with Syria and selling weapons to Middle Eastern rogue nations. And Israel is warning that Bashar Assad, president of Syria, is starting to build a very large military force. That is the report upcoming in one moment from Ken Timmerman here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. At my website, prophecytoday.com, let me remind you of my prophecy bookstore there. You can go to the bookstore. You can make a purchase of a 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Alignment of the Nations. There are a number of nations that are mentioned in Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, and Daniel chapter 11. All these nations will form a coalition to come to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Now that's almost a quote from Psalm 83 and verse 4, where they go into a meeting, come out, saying that they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, that her name be forgotten forever. The first member of these nations in the Middle East, all Islamic, will be Syria. Syria will be the first nation to make a move. On this report from Ken Timmerman, we'll see how that is all coming together as we look at what Bashar Assad is doing to build a large military operation in Syria, and they are now at Israel's northern border. You need to get a copy of this 5-hour audio series, Alignment of the Nations. It will tell you who the nations are mentioned in these prophetic passages, and then I'll bring to your attention chronologically how this will all unfold. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to the prophecy bookstore, and make your purchase of Alignment of the Nations. Here's a very interesting statement coming from John Bolton, the National Security Advisor to President Trump. He says, if you're blocking the Strait of Hormuz, which is the entrance in and out of the Persian Gulf, which Iran is thinking about doing, that would be the biggest mistake they could ever make. Talk to me, Ken, about what Bolton is saying.
That was a typical Bolton-esque statement, dropping like a 800-pound stone through the floor of the Iranian warships that are going in and out of the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranians just held a major naval exercise there to demonstrate that they had the capability of closing the strait. They have said publicly in recent weeks that if the United States cuts off their ability to export oil around the world, which the reimposed U.S. sanctions are going to do, then they say if we can't export our oil, then nobody will be able to export oil through the Strait of Hormuz. So that is what they've been saying in public. And to bolster that, they just recently had this military exercise with something like 100 small fast attack craft. These are souped-up motorboats, if you wish, with rocket launchers on the back, a bit like you see those Toyota pickups used in Africa or by the jihadis in Libya, right? The same thing, but on the water. And so they're trying to show that, yeah, we can do this. And John Bolton said, go ahead, guys, make my day. You think you're going to close the Strait of Hormuz, it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made. So I think what Bolton is doing really is just backing up the president, who told the Iranians, don't even think about attacking U.S. shipping in the area, because the last time you did it, we sank 1/3 of your fleet.
I like old John Bolton. He does have that style of Clint Eastwood. Make my day. I love that phrase. Well, there's an Israeli minister in the cabinet of Benjamin Netanyahu that says there's a good chance there will be a renegotiation of the nuclear deal with Iran. The United States sending Donald Trump, of course, to meet with President Rouhani of Iran. Do you think that is a viable possibility?
Well, it is, but not yet. It's going to take a while for the Iranians to realize just how biting the reimposition of U.S. sanctions is. And I think they're already feeling the pinch because they were hoping that the Europeans would live up to their claim that they will not reimpose U.S. sanctions. The European Union has set up what they call a blocking order, which essentially forbids any European Union company from complying with U.S. sanctions. But the companies don't seem to care. You've got Daimler-Benz, Mercedes-Benz, that has already said, well, we're not going to do the planned expansion in Iran for our manufacturing facility, our automobile manufacturing facility that we had planned, because Donald Trump has said, you do business with us or you do business with Iran. And Mercedes understands that they've got way too much at stake in the United States market to sacrifice it for Iran. So I reckon, Jimmy, that these sanctions are going to really hit hard. Already they have devastated the Iranian currency, the rial. It's been dropping like a rock for the past month, really, since Trump announced the due date of reimposition of sanctions, which is August 6th, sank in. So I think at some point the Iranians are going to come back to the table. Now, what are they going to really put on that table? That's a whole other ball of wax. And the Iranians have been very, very clever at pretending to negotiate and then not negotiating at all. And I don't think this president's going to put up with it. So I don't think it's going to be, should there be a resumption of negotiations, I don't think it's going to go very smoothly.
I don't believe so either. Donald Trump is quite the accomplished negotiator himself, and he would probably enjoy the conversation with the Iranians just to see if he could win. Very interesting. Well, there's word coming out of Israel. The defense minister there, Avigdor Lieberman, is warning that President Bashar Assad of Syria is going to rebuild the largest Syrian army that he can as soon as this civil war is over. And he believes that they're about to conclude this civil war, a 7-year operation, about somewhere between 600,000 and 700,000 people killed, millions out around the world someplace looking for refuge. But that doesn't sound good, a major Syrian army in the near future.
Well, it's very interesting that Lieberman made this statement, because clearly he's revealing classified Israeli intelligence that the government decided to declassify and make public. I have not seen reports of the Syrian army rebuilding, so clearly the Israelis have intelligence on this, and Lieberman decided this week to reveal it. It's big news, because to see signs such as that, you're talking about purchases of new equipment, in particular tanks. Lieberman said in this statement of his, he said, well, we have to maintain our own tank force and reinforce the tank force, the armored corps, up on the Golan Heights. So it sounds to me like Lieberman is seeing indications that the Syrians are buying new generation tanks from the Russians, that they are recruiting people into their own armored corps, and they are trying to expand the army. The reason that this is a bit of a surprise is because, Jimmy, the Syrian civil war has lasted this long precisely because the Syrian army pretty much collapsed after the insurrection began in 2012. So for them to be able to rebuild it, I don't think it's going to be quick and easy, given that it fell apart in a year. So it's going to take them some time to do it, but the Israelis are seeing signs, and my guess is they're seeing tank purchases.
Yeah, and I think that in light of that, we need to come to this next subject I wanted to bring to your attention. A recently released United Nations report saying that North Korea is cooperating militarily with Syria. Now, that plays into our last story, but also North Korea is selling weapons in the Middle East. What do you know about this?
Right. Well, the North Koreans have long been selling their ballistic missiles throughout the Middle East, whether it's Iran or Syria, even Egypt. So they see these markets as cash markets, cash and carry, if you wish. We'll deliver the ballistic missiles. You just put the cash or the gold back on the ship as it goes home to North Korea.
Well, in fact, that is a part of the axis of evil we're talking about here, which was mentioned by George W. Bush before he went out of office. That would include Iran, Syria, and North Korea. So it looks like that's very active as well as we watch everything unfolding. United States Navy has a report that one of their officials revealed says that Russia and Chinese submarines are near the American coast. I thought I've heard of that before, but is there any update on that?
Well, it seems to be that both the Chinese and the Russians are coming as close as they possibly can while staying in international waters to the United States. And we don't know, because all of this is hyper-classified, the underwater hunt for submarine hunt that goes on in the Atlantic. But what we do know, and this is quite intriguing here, is that the Navy, the U.S. Navy, has now announced it is reviving the Second Fleet, which Obama said we didn't need any longer. The Second Fleet is protecting the North Atlantic. There's no more threat. Well, clearly, there is a threat. The Russians are boasting about penetrating our defenses, and we know that the Chinese, as well, with their ballistic missile submarines and nuclear attack submarines, they also are patrolling the world's ocean. They're no longer what's called a green water fleet. In other words, a local coastal fleet. They are a worldwide blue water navy, just like the United States. Smaller, but world capable.
That's the voice of Ken Timmerman. Ken covers geopolitical activities for us out of the Washington, D.C. area. And Ken, we will not run out of issues that we need to discuss as we look at this world. So many things happening. And I report the issues that we feel are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. So you give us the political side. Prophetically, I'll take care of it when we take a look at the book. Thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. God bless.
Important report coming from Ken Timmerman on the catbird seat in Washington, D.C. Ken Timmerman believes that the Israeli Defense Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, decided to release top secret details on Bashar Assad's preparations to build a mighty Syrian army in order to be able to deal with Israel and to capture back the Golan Heights from the Jewish state. This is a plan that fits the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40 foretells of Syria, that would be the king of the north in the passage, that Syria will make the first move to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. This scenario also follows the prophecy of Psalm 83 verses 1 to 4. This alignment of Islamic nations now forming a coalition of Middle Eastern states was foretold in Ezekiel chapter 38. Bashar Assad's plans to build a very large Syrian military force is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. There are a number of nations that are mentioned in Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, and Daniel chapter 11. All these nations will form a coalition to come to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Now that's almost a quote from Psalm 83 and verse 4, where they go into a meeting, come out, saying that they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, that her name be forgotten forever. The first member of these nations in the Middle East, all Islamic, will be Syria. Syria will be the first nation to make a move. As we look at what Bashar Assad is doing to build a large military operation, and they are now at Israel's northern border. You need to get a copy of this 5-hour audio series, Alignment of the Nations. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore and make your purchase of Alignment of the Nations. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.